Here are two things you probably don't know about World War II.
An ally is in peril, and a lifeline is flung across the top of the world.
Number one, there was a theater of the war at the top of the world, the Arctic.
It is the most expeditious way of feeding embattled Russia from democracy's arsenal.
An Arctic shipping route.
The shortest route.
From North America to the Russian port of Murmansk. The city is above the Arctic Circle, right across the border from the northern tip of Norway. A pristine place.
But for the pregnant ships, the grimmest, the harshest, the cruelest.
And so to the second thing you might not know, once those ships made that grim, harsh, cruel journey to Russia, they got a helping hand from a little-known northern member of the Allied forces.
Is that a reindeer sneeze?
Reindeer.
So his name is Rudolf. He was born on May the 5th. Now he's 2 months old.
I first heard about all of this when I visited Murmansk earlier this year. That's where I found Rudolf and some fellow reindeer eating lunch.
And what are these reindeer eating?
At the moment, my microphone. We'll get back to Rudolf. But first, you really got to understand what warfare was like in this icy part of the world.
Hello, David Green.
Tim Francis.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for doing this.
I sat down with U.S. Navy historian Tim Francis. He says 75% of World War II supplies shipped from North America went around the Horn of Africa. But
about 25% went the northern run.
At German air bases in Norway and Finland, detailed reports on convoy movements come in from long-range reconnaissance planes. The Nazis have a magnificently effective plan to change the color of the Arctic from white to red.
Even in the summer, Arctic convoys are difficult to run. The water is always very cold. If you fall in the water, they didn't have the same life suits that we have today. You froze to death very quickly. Storms, rough seas, ice, the tension, the stress level, constant struggles to make headway.
In some convoys, only one half of the ships survive.
German planes would fall out of Norway, you'd have surface raiders, German destroyers, cruisers, battleships would attack on the surface, and then you had U-boats that could attack them from undersea.
If the Germans can choke off the flow of supplies to Russia, munitions, oil, food, the entire Allied cause may face defeat.
But of course, all those supplies didn't just need to get to Murmansk. They needed to get south, into Russia.
Reindeer would be like pack animal convoys just to get stuff out of the danger area and get it to places where people could use it.
Back in Murmansk, aside from Rudolf, I also spent some time in museums learning about the war. Germans were constantly pounding Murmansk, and the city sacrificed thousands of lives to keep that port open. And one museum guide I spoke to, Galina Kulichenka, said there's another part of the story that just can't be forgotten. Reindeer, she says, were so important to the Allied effort, so crucial in hauling supplies. She says Murmansk should put up a reindeer monument.
Animal transport is actually one of those aspects of the entire global war that people don't fully realize.
Again, historian Tim Francis.
People think of mechanized armored divisions from World War II.
Sure.
But the majority of ground combat in Europe was done with infantry on the ground using horses and donkeys. And in the north, it would be reindeer.
Tim Francis is an historian with the U.S. Navy. Now, starting tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll take you, our listeners, to the Arctic. Turns out countries are in this struggle there for power and influence. We'll tell you all about it this week on NPR.